You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It is winter, and you know you want to stay warm even when it's wet. What's the clothing you want for that purpose? It's hard to go wrong when you're talking about wool. That's why we've got Andy Wunsch on the line. He is the president of the Duckworth Company. They are based in Montana, and they are all about wool clothing. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
So, Andy, why don't you tell us the brief story about Duckworth as a Montana wool company, because this is a little unusual.
It is unusual. So Duckworth was founded in 2015, actually on a ski lift. One of the founders was passionate about the wool clothing business, and the other founder passionate about the sheep ranching business. And they thought they could make a great wool garment. The ranch was, you know, at the time selling its wool, which we believe is some of the finest merino wool in the world, as a commodity, and agriculture as a price taker. And the concept is, how do you go beyond the gate and take the wool into a garment where it's more value add and spread the message to a broader audience? So Duckworth was created to take the wool from our ranch, which is down in Dillon, Montana, run by the Helly family. It's a fifth generation ranch. Take the wool, process it into fine yarn and fabric in the United States, and then all of our cut and sew is in the United States as well. So by creating these fine wool garments here in America, we take about 20,000 miles out of the supply chain and just adds to sustainability and reducing our carbon footprint.
Well, I love it. Now, I'm trying to go back into my wool history here. Isn't a lot of merino wool, doesn't it come from New Zealand?
It does. New Zealand is the largest, and then China is the second largest producer of merino wool. But the Northern Rockies has a very large agricultural group that's making some of the greatest merino wool we feel in the world.
So what is the difference between merino wool and the regular wool clothing that I wore, you know, 30, 40 years ago when I was in the military, or maybe when I was out trekking the hills with a heavy wool shirt?
Right. So merino wool is a very fine fiber. The old wool that you're used to is a very coarse fiber. And when you cut that up and spin into yarn, you have lots of pointy ends that stick out. So merino wool is a much finer fiber, maybe in the 19 to 21, what we call microns. So it's very, very fine. And what makes Montana merino, especially the merino wool that we're raising on the Helly Ranch, is Dillon, Montana is at 5,000 feet elevation, where the sheep spend their winters. In the summertime, we had them up on the sheep trail up into the gravelies at 9,500 feet. And temperatures range from the 90s in the summertime to minus 20 in the wintertime. And the sheep wear the same wool coat year round.
Right.
So wool is great at regulating temperature. Merino wool, especially our wool, has what's called a very long staple. So it's a very durable fiber. On a flex testing machine, a merino wool fiber takes about 20,000 bends to break, whereas a cotton fiber breaks in about 3,000 bends. Our wool is also dries very quickly. It has a high curvature and a high crimp, which gives it a lot of loft. So it makes it really cozy next to skin, dries fast. And then one of the key benefits of merino wool is its antimicrobial properties. It dries so fast that bacteria can't stick to it. So therefore, you can wear merino wool clothing next to skin for multiple days in a row without having to wash. So you can own less clothing and wash it less.
You know, that's really interesting to say that. Again, going way back in the day, we're talking like 30, 40 years ago, the wool clothing I wore back then, two things came to mind, especially when I was in the military. I was in the infantry, so we sweated a lot, and it stunk. It got to stink pretty good. Number two, it itched, and merino wool, I've noticed, doesn't itch, does it?
It does not. The fibers are so fine, and the way it's spun into a fine yarn, you can wear a very thin layer next to skin that doesn't itch, won't collect bacteria, doesn't stink, you can wear wool year-round. We have people on the ranch who this week, it's probably in the 20s up there. We have people down in Arizona that wear a short-sleeve merino shirt to run in 90-degree temperatures.
Well, I want to talk about that because, again, talk about lightweight fabric that's wool, which kind of blows my mind here. You've got something called vapor wool that is meant for warm temperatures and exercising and everything else. Tell our listeners about vapor wool. I had never heard of it before.
Absolutely. So vapor wool is a proprietary technology for Duckworth. And what we've done is created a blend of merino wool and a natural substance called Modal and a little bit of poly and nylon in there. So you have a very lightweight fabric designed to be worn next to skin. And the term vapor comes from the actual functionality of the fabric, that as your body generates heat, the wool in the fabric disperses it. Wool is great at moving moisture away from the body and then evaporating it quickly. So for like on the ranch specifically, they'll wear a vapor short sleeve as their base layer next to skin all summer long, and then in the fall switch to long sleeves and put heavier and heavier layers over the top of it. But we also have Nordic skiers, cross-country runners, steelhead fishermen, any activity where you stop and go. So you're working, building up a sweat, like imagine being on a hunt, leaving your truck, the first thing you do is go uphill. You're generating lots of moisture, lots of heat, and then you stop where it can be very cold. So what vapor does is moves the moisture away from your skin, allows you to regulate your temperature, and then when you do stop, still stay very warm.
Andy, this is absolutely fascinating. Never knew there was so much science behind wool. I will never look at a sheep the same way again, I'll tell you what, after this conversation. You know, we've worked our way through the holiday season at this point. I've got to ask, you know, of all the products that you sell for men, for women, for the outdoors, what are the two most popular items that you sold this holiday season?
Our two most popular ones in our Vapor series, which we've been talking about, and we make a pair of men's boxer shorts called the Vapor Brief. And a wool boxer is lightweight, dries fast. They don't need washing very often. So if I travel on a 10 or 12 day trip, I'll probably bring two pairs of boxers with me. So you can get by with much less clothing. And the Vapor Brief is by far one of our biggest unit sellers. The other one for both men and women is our Powder series. We make a powder hoodie sweatshirt for men and a powder high neck for women. And this is just thicker fabric of merino wool and acrylic. And it's just to put on, cozy down. You can wear it drinking coffee by the fire. You can wear it sitting on top of a ridge while you're glassing and scouting for animals. A dear friend of mine is a fishing guide who spends 4 months in Chile down in South America. And he brings two powder hoodies with him to wear, you know, at waders as his bottom layer and a powder hoodie as his upper layer for rain, snow. Feature I did not mention, but merino wool is also naturally water repellent. So you get stuck in a light rainstorm, light snowstorm, you don't have to put on that outer shell. The merino will just move the moisture away. So both the Vapor series in the Brief or the t-shirt, or the Powder series in the hoodie or the high neck.
Okay. And last question for you. The holidays are over, but if folks go to duckworthco.com, are they going to find any after Christmas specials?
There are some after Christmas specials, and we're at duckworthco.com, and we have some closeouts on the site of some discontinued things, but also remind everyone, too, that winter is just beginning. Here in Montana or out where you are, there's still lots of cold weather ahead of us, so lots of great wool products to keep you insulated. I encourage you to come to our website and take a look. Everything from next to skin socks, sweaters, jackets, and hats. I think we have something for everybody.
That's DuckworthCo.com, DuckworthCo.com. It's the Montana Wool Company. And as you heard, it's a very innovative wool clothing company as well. Andy, thanks for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
My pleasure, John.